Monday the 31st of August, Yud Aleph Elul, Dayan Shmuel Simons, Sha'elo in Hilchos Brochus.
Hilchos Brochus is mentioned, quite a regular Sha'elo. The question is, somebody takes a food and he makes a brocha on it, and as soon as he's made the brocha, he realizes that he's not allowed to eat that food. It's Macholos Asuros. Generally, one doesn't normally have macholis asuras in one's home. One doesn't have the venus and trefus, that shali doesn't normally come up. But there are certain foods, for instance, bosa b'cholov. A person's had a meaty meal in the last 6 hours, and the halach is you have to wait 6 hours before eating milk, eating cheese, drinking a milky coffee. And he takes a milky coffee and he makes a bracha, and as soon as he made the bracha, he's realized he's toch bof shoyis, he's within 6 hours and it's also to drink. He's in the middle of a place sugar meal and he gets served ice cream and he thinks it's power ice cream, and as soon as he makes a bracha, he realizes it's milky ice cream. Shali can happen on a tarnis, when food is also to eat and one makes a bracha, and as soon as you make a bracha, you realize you're not allowed to eat the food. So it's a question really of the lesser of two evils. Whatever he does, he's going to do wrong. If he eats the food, he shouldn't eat it. If he doesn't eat the food, he's over bracha levatole. He's made a bracha unnecessarily, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskens clearly that you make a bracha on a baton is an issa deraita. The Mishnah Berurah brings other paskens who say it's an issa drabonon. If you make a bracha, a whole bracha, and it was unnecessarily, it might only be an issa drabonon. But the Mechaber brings the Shittas Rambam in Siman Reish Tesvav that to make a bracha on a baton, even though you've said a whole bracha, but if it's the batola, you don't need the food, you've been over an issa deraita bracha on a baton. So not to eat the food will be over bracha on a baton, and to eat the food, you must need the food. So it's really a question of a damage limitation to try and to do the least of the two evils. L'choya, it will also depend on a big machlekes rishonim. Famous machlekes Rambam and Ravid, whether bichlal, if one eats macholos asuras, whether one makes a brocha at all. The Mishnah in Brochus says that one isn't mezamim on macholos asuras. One eats tevel chasus, one's not mezamim on it. And according to the Rambam, not only is it non-legab zimun, one doesn't make a brocha full stop. Any macholos asuras, if one eats macholos asuras, one doesn't make a brocha. There was never takonah to make a brocha on macholos asuras. The Ravid disagrees. Ravid says it's only a halach in zimun. One's not mezamim on macholos asuras. But avada one makes a brocha rishonim. Now according to the Rambam, who says that on macholos asuras one doesn't make a bracha, then l'choy, if somebody made a bracha on macholos asuras, not realizing he had a cup of milk within 6 hours, then he's got no option, there's no point in drinking the milk, because even if he drinks it, he hasn't gained anything, because there's no chiyuv bracha at all. So l'choy, according to the Rambam, he can't eat it, because he won't gain anything by drinking his milky coffee, whatever it is, because there is no chiyuv bracha, and even if he drinks it, it's a bracha levatolo. Because according to the Rambam, there was never takonos bracha macholos asuras. So according to the Rambam, there's no question about it, he just shouldn't drink it, and unfortunately he's done a bracha levatolo. He should say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Le'olam Vo'ed, whatever it is, but that's not a tikkun from the bracha levatolo. He's done, there's absolutely no etzah. The question is, how do we paskin in this machlokes Rambam and Ravid? Is there a takon of bracha macholos asuras? Is l'cholos appears to be a steer in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vov paskins clearly like the Rambam that ochal dova issa afal pisha in the ofsa le medrabonon. If a person eats a dova issa, even if it's only issa drabonon, a mezamnin olov ve ein mevorchin olov loy betchil ve loy besoif. The Mechaber seems to say clearly like the Rambam that one doesn't make a brochon nor betchil nor besoif or macholos asuras. Like the Rambam, not like the Ravid, and according to that Rambam, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, if a person does make a bracha without realizing this was macholos asuras, there's absolutely no point in eating the issa. He's only being moisif more isurim. He shouldn't eat the issa, and it'll be a bracha levatolah. There's nothing you can do about it, because even if he were to eat it, Chazal will never misaken a bracha. That's the Mechaber Kuf Saribo. It is a bracha levatolah. Chazal will never misaken a bracha macholos asuras, and if he's made a bracha, he's not going to gain anything by eating it, because there never was a takonos bracha, and therefore he shouldn't eat it. According to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch.
What's the reason we make a bracha?
What's the reason?
We make a bracha.
on.
Yeah, it's a
door. It's a door.
That's right. So sometimes
Chatzulah,
someone can be in a situation.
I'm not talking about Mokim Sakona. Mokim Sakona, rather, even if it's Macholas Asuz, you have to make Gibbokim Mechaba. I'm talking about somebody who has no head to do it. By mistake, he took Macholas Asuz and made a Brocha. According to the Rambam, there never was a Takon of a Brocha, and therefore there'd be no point in eating it. Because even if he were to eat it, there was never Takonas Brocha. The Brocha is a Brocha of Batola. Therefore he shouldn't eat it, and he's been over a Brocha of Batola. We'll come back to that in a second. However, this is still in Machaber. The Machaber in Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchas Shabbos talks about a case of somebody Friday night on Motzoi Shabbos is about to make Kiddush or Abdolo. He food in Reish Ayin Aleph Sivhei the Rumo. So in Sivov. Somebody Friday night, he forgot to make Kiddush and he's already made Birchas Hamotzi. He forgot to make Kiddush Friday night and he took his Lechem Mishnah and made Birchas Hamotzi. And he remembers after he's made Antila Sidaim, he's washed his hands that he hasn't. What should he do? Should he carry on eating the challah without Kiddush or should he make Kiddush? He's got no problem Friday night. Friday night you can make Kiddush on challah. So you wash your hands, you can't make Kiddush on challah. However, Havdalah is a bigger problem. What happens if somebody washes before Havdalah? So Friday night, the Kaddish on Lapas, Vakach Yichal, Avo Bahavdolah. Bahavdolah, he's already made his brocha on his challah, and he can't make, and he hasn't made Havdalah yet. There's an Issa because of Havdalah to eat before Havdalah. What should he do? Says the Mechab, the Mishmur, Masbe, Avo Bahavdolah, Yoichal Tchilo, the Ha'ein Mavdilin on Lapas. If he's already washed, he should go ahead and eat his challah and make Havdalah later. In other words, Mechaber says he has two options. Either because he mustn't eat, he should just have it as a bottle of a toner and make Havdalah first. Or no, he should go ahead and eat. And although he's been over the Issam, at least he won't be a brochon of Atola. Says the Mechaber, clearly he should go ahead and eat and save his brochon of Atola. Brochon of Atola is such a double chomer. It's an Issa deraisa, brochon of Atola, rather than be over the Issa drabonon of eating before Havdalah, that he should rather be over that Issa and instead save himself brochon of Atola and eat his challah. What's clear from the Mechaber here is that by eating he saved the brochon of Atola. By eating, he saved himself a brocha. Granted, he's over the issa of eating before Abdullah, the small issa, the issa kal of eating before Abdullah, but at least he saved himself the issa chomer of making a brocha of Abdullah. Clearly the Mechaber says he has a choice. He can either be over the issa kal of eating before Abdullah and save himself the issa chomer. He should rather do that than be over the issa chomer. What's clear from the Mechaber is that by eating his challah, he'll save himself a brocha of Abdullah. The Pele is that the Mechaber passes on Macholos Asuris that we mentioned earlier, Macholos Asuris, Chazal were never Mesakan a Brocha. So what's he going to gain? What's he going to gain by eating his Challah? At the end of the day, he shouldn't be eating before Havdalah. And if he eats before Havdalah, there was never Takon of a Brocha. So anyway, he's made a Brocha of Havdalah. If we hold out the Mechaber and the Rambam in Tzimun Kuf Tzadivov, that Chazal were never instituted a brocha macholis asuris. Anybody who takes tevel and the bela treifas, Chazal were never misakan a brocha. There's no point in eating these macholis asuris because Chazal never instituted a brocha macholis asuris. So here he's got absolutely no option. By eating, he hasn't gained anything. This is macholis asuris, the issa to eat before Abdullah, the issa to eat before Kiddush. A person's not allowed to eat. Therefore, macholis asuris, Chazal never instituted a brocha. Therefore, if he did make a brocha, it's going to be a brocha of Atola anyway. What's he gained by eating it? Chazal will never misaken a brocha on macholis asuris. That's a steer in the Mechaber. It's issa. It's also to eat before Abdullah. Also to eat before Kiddush. Chazal. There is an issa to eat anything before Abdullah. Okay, let me explain a little bit clearer. I think they'll be saying the same thing right here. Let me explain it with a hakdoma of Tosfos in Gittin. Tosfos in Gittin, the famous Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hashto behemton shel tzadikim, ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe takolo." The famous story of the Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yair, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu stopped the Chamor Pinchas Ben Yair from eating macholis asuris. Kol shekin Hakadosh Baruch Hu will not allow a tzadik to be over an issa abir to be over any issa. The Gemara makes a kavuchim that a tzadik has a siyata dishmaya that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will never permit him to be over an issa. Tosfos asks for many cases in Shas where we see that Amulon, they were over b'shogeg Yisurim, maybe Shmuel, he had a lamp, an oil lamp, and he put the flame higher, and he was over the Yisur HaVor on Shabbos. Tosfos asks, how could it be that Rabbi Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu permitted him to be over Navor? And for Tosfos, that this concept, this guarantee, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't permit a tzaddik to be over Nisur, is only by Machores Asuris, not by other Yisurim. The Yisur of HaVor on Shabbos, there's no guarantee that a tzaddik will not be over Nisur, only Machores Asuris. And then Tosfos asks from another case, from an Amora who ate before Havdolah, and I forgot, and by mistake he ate before Havdolah. Fectosis, this is Macholis Asuris. One's not allowed to eat before Havdolah. How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Ochanam, it's only by Macholis Asuris, but this is Mamash Macholis Asuris. How could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu permitted this Amora to be over B'shoigeg, to eat before Havdolah, when there's an Issa to eat before Havdolah? The Gemara makes a Kal V'chomer, Hashto Behemton Shal Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't permit Tzadikim Atzman and Kol Shekim. And for Tosfos, an interesting yesod, which I think the Olim brought out, there's a chiluk between two types of macholis asuris. There's macholis asuris that is nevela, which the way that Achronim explained, the actual chayfetz is also. Nevela is also be'etzem. Eating before Avdolah, eating before Kiddush, there's nothing wrong with the food. It's machol shel heter bizman issa. What you might call an issa gavra. It can't be that the food is osa be'etzem. Nevela, it's the actual nevela that the Torah doesn't want you to eat. It's the heft of nevela that the Torah doesn't want you to eat. The challah before Kiddush or the challah before Avdolah, there's nothing wrong with the challah. The biggest proof is that once you make Kiddush and once you make Avdolah, you're allowed to eat the challah. It cannot be that the dover magun is the challah itself. The challah is mutter. It's bizman issa. One may not eat during this time, after Kabbalah Shabbos till Kiddush or after Shkir till Avdolah. During that tkufa, one cannot eat before Kiddush, before Avdolah. But one cannot say that it's achilas dover osra. The heftza is mutter systems. Tosfos says so much so, even Yom Kippur, Tosfos in Gittin says, even Achil on Yom Kippur, Tosfos considers it the same, get as before Abdullah. Where it's difficult to say, says Tosfos, that the food on Yom Kippur is Macholis Asuris. Yom Kippur is a day when tomorrow it'll be Mutter, the day before the food was Mutter. In the Tkuf of Yom Kippur, it's a chiv on the person not to eat, but it's never, the Torah doesn't, there's something wrong, it's a dover makun of the food itself. Anything which is Machel Heteb is Manissa, says Tosfos, one doesn't say the cloud of hashtag that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzel et tzaddik and guarantees et tzaddik not to be even aveir. That's the chiluk Tosfos makes. Is lechoyer one could that's a steer and that's a chiluk teretz in the steer in the mechaber. When the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch says that on macholis asuris one doesn't make a brocha, there was never an institute, they never instituted to make a brocha. If somebody chas v'shalom eats tevel on the velus of trebus, one doesn't make a brocha. The Rambam only meant dumyat like the Mishnah in Brochus, where the etzem food is also b'achila. Where the etzem food is also b'achila, is chaticha d'isura, they never instituted, never masakel a brocha rishon and a brocha achrona on the food that was also to eat. That's by macholis asuris. And if somebody would chas v'shalom make a brocha on tevel, by mistake, he didn't realize it was tevel, and as soon as he made the brocha, he realized it was tevel, then there wouldn't be a point in eating the tevel. Because he wouldn't say the brochon of Atala. Even if he eats it, there never was a takon to make a brochon tevel. And even if he eats it, it'll be a brochon of Atala. If somebody made a brochon tevel, there's no question about it. He's no point in eating it. He should stop there, and the brochon of Atala is going to be there anyway, even if he eats it. Therefore, he shouldn't eat the tevel, and he's been over brochon of Atala. However, the Mechab in Reish Ayin Aleph is talking like the case of Tosfos in Gittin, eating before Kiddush, eating before Avdolah. There never was, it's Machal Heteb is Manissa. That's Issa Kal, and just as Tosfos says in Gittin and in many places, there's no guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save somebody from being over the Issa, but it's an Issa Kal. Hu Adin, we don't say that Chazal never made the Takon, there's no Takon of Baruch Hu Shem Baruch Achorino on such an Issa. On the Issa, on the eating before Kiddush, before Adon, if somebody does eat, he's Mechuyiv to make a Bracha. That's an Issa Kal. That's not an Issa Chomo. That's Machal Heteb is Manissa. There are Vada, if a person will eat before Kiddush, be Issa. He wasn't allowed to eat, but if he will eat, since it's an Issa Kal, there's no question about it, he deserves a Bracha Mitzchelo Besov. If somebody would make a Hamoitzi before on his challah before Kiddush, since it's an Issa Kal, there was a takono of a bracha rishona, and if it's somebody by mistake made a bracha, no question, he should rather eat it to save himself a bracha levatora, because the Chazal instituted a bracha, and by him eating it will save his bracha levatora. And that's a stetz in the stem of the mechabe. If somebody by mistake made his amotzi before havdala, says the mechabe should go ahead and eat it. What's he going to gain by going ahead to eat it? Aitz macholis asuris. The Teretz says this is an issekal which Chazal instituted a bracha. No question about it. Chazal instituted a bracha on Issa Achila before Abdullah. And therefore there the Mechaba paskins that he should rather eat it to save his bracha levatola, because they will gain by eating it to save his bracha levatola, because there was a takona. It's only by Issum Chamurim the Chazal were never misakim a bracha. Coming back to Bosa B'cholov, and Bosa B'cholov, for instance, and it could be Yom Kippur as well, if somebody has was on the Tanis. If somebody has was someone make a bracha not realizing it's a Tanis, he'll make a bracha, he forgot it was a Tanis, and as soon as he made a bracha, he remembered it's a Tanis. So there again, since it's an Issachal, it's not the food which is Magun, it's only Bizman Issa. There's no question there was a Takon, if somebody would eat, there was a Takon on his bracha, and therefore there he should carry on eating in order to save himself a bracha of Atala. Because there was a Takon on his bracha, and therefore if he did eat it, he'll save himself a bracha of Atala. It's not Doime two cases of when it's on the Hefta, when Chazal will never mechayev a bracha. Here, since it's an Issa's money, like Tosfos says, it's an Issachal, and we see clearly from Hilchas Kiddush, Chazal were misakin a bracha, there if on a Tanis, he by mistake made a bracha, he'll gain by eating the food, because he'll save himself a bracha batola, and therefore he should eat a kol shehu, only a kol shehu, in order to save himself a bracha batola. There is a shari tshuva in Hilchas Tanis, Yutaka says that if somebody makes a bracha chas v'shalom on a Tanis, not realizing it was a Tanis, and as soon as he made the bracha, he realized it was a Tanis, he should eat a kol shehu. Because if he eats a kol shehu, he'll only be able to eat a Tanis, but at least he'll gain his bracha levatola, whereas if he doesn't eat anything, he'll be able to eat a deraisa of a bracha levatola. So the least of the two evils is to eat a kol shehu to save himself a bracha levatola, and by eating it, Taka will save himself, because Chazal were misakin a bracha on an issa kal where it's only the issa's man. And the same goes l'chor with bosa b'cholov. Bosa b'cholov l'chayr, the issa to eat, a person's had a meaty meal, and there's an issa drabonon, chazal u'misak, an issa to eat within the first 6 hours after not to have milk. There as well, there's nothing wrong with the milk. Chazal made us, it shouldn't look as though you're eating bosa b'cholov within the first 6 hours after meat, not to eat it, but be'etzem, it's a machal heta bizman issa. During that tekufa, according to the Mechaber Neumor, for 6 hours, one's not allowed to drink milk, one cannot say there's anything wrong with the milk. It's not the milk which is Macholis Asuris. The milk is a Dover Heta. Yesterday it's a Dover Heta, tomorrow it's a Dover Heta. It's during the Zman Issa that one's not allowed to eat it. It's an Issa Kal. And therefore, Chazal were misakin a bracha. If somebody were to be over this and eat it, were misakin a bracha. Therefore, if he made a mistake and he ate it and he made a bracha, then there's a point in drinking a kol shehu in order to save his bracha levatola. Because by drinking it, he'll gain Chazal were misakin a bracha. It's an issekal, and therefore, if he did make a bracha, one should have drink a kol shehu in order to save the bracha levatola, rather than not drink and be over the issa deraisa, the mechaber paskins in issa deraisa bracha levatola. That's the chayda halacha. Interesting, chometz bePesach. Chometz bePesach, some poskim also say, is equivalent to an issa's money, because chometz is mutter before Pesach, it's mutter after Pesach. This issa of chometz bePesach is like bosa b'cholov and eating before kiddush and abdallah, which is an issa kal. What? It's also minatoyer, but it's still an issa kal. It's an Issa Kal, Achil and Yom Kippur is also an Issa Minatoyer, but Tosfos says in, Tosfos again talks about Achil and Yom Kippur. Tosfos and Yom Kippur says it's an Issa Kal, because it's Machal Heta Bizman Issa. What? Doesn't matter, Achil and Yom Kippur is Chiv Koros. Tosfos nevertheless says, I'm talking about when it's Issa Kal or Issa Chomer. When we divide up Issum into two categories, Issa Chomer and the Chefza is Meguna. And it's a heter bisman, Achilles heter bisman issa, Achilles Yom Kippur, Tosfos says clearly is called an issa kal. One second. I'm not talking about bracha, but I just want to answer another kasha. The Arizal asked an interesting. The Arizal says, "As kol aniza machilas chomis bePesach is muftach leishle yechte kol hashana." Anybody who's careful not to eat chomets on Pesach is guaranteed that he will not do any avir during the whole year. Famous Arizal, Arizal brings it. There's a kasha b'shem the mother, interesting kasha b'shem the mother of Kivega. She asks an interesting kasha. Tosfos says, we quoted Tosfos earlier, that the guarantee that tzaddikim don't do avirus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzal tzaddikim from doing avirus, is only on midah d'achila. Tzaddikim won't be over the issur of machones asuris. But other issurim, such as switching a light on Shabbos, they're not guaranteed. As Mavib Kivega, chometz b'Pesach is a midah d'achila. So that's clear that tzaddikim will never be nichshel in chometz b'Pesach, because HaKadosh Baruch is not made itakon on tzaddikim. Chometz b'Pesach they won't do. And if they won't do chometz b'Pesach, according to the Arizal, they're muftach l'shliyechte kol hashana. They won't do any avirus. So how can it ever be that one of the Amorim, maybe Shmuel, was nichshel in the Havor on Shabbos, when on midah d'achila he's got a guarantee from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that on midah d'achila he won't be choter. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol yedem. And according to the Arizal, anybody who does not over the Issa of anybody's nizan achilas chom, which will not be choter kol hashana, so it's never shaykh that a tzaddik will never do any avir because he won't eat chometz. If he doesn't eat chometz, he won't choter kol hashana. The way that Achronim learned that chometz bePesach isn't chometz bePesach Yom Kippur is an Issur Kal. That guarantee that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't allow a tzaddik to do macholis asuris, Tosfos says, only on the macholis asuris of Issur Chomer, such as Nevelis or Treifus. But anything which is an Issur Kal, where it's a dover heter, but zmanu revi'alei, there al kopamim, that Issur Kal is revealed. There, there's no guarantee that Kodesh Baruch Hu won't allow the tzaddik to be choter. So though HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow the tzaddik to be choter Issur Chomer, b'chometz b'Pesach and achilus before Kiddush, there's no guarantee at all. Or maybe that's how it was shaykh that it'd be shmol was nichshel l'Issur. Al kaponim, that's the chiluk Tosfos makes between Issur Kal and Issur Chomer, and coming back, that if it's an Issur Kal, which is an Issur Drabonon, where there is a takonis bocha, and you have a choice of a bocha levatolo, or being over an Issur Kal Drabonon, one should rather be over an Issur Kal, and if somebody has a shol makes a bocha, on bosa bochola wo tan, it's Drabonon, and he has a choice of a bocha levatolo deraisa, or an Issur Drabonon, he should eat a kosher of an Issur Drabonon, because chazal were misakon a bocha. The actual chiluk of Tosfos we find l'choyer l'halocha. Very much. This chiluk of Issur Kal and Issur Chomer we find l'halocha. We find the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. The halacha is, it's a gemara in Vomis Kepasim Shulchan Aruch, that one may not feed ketanim with isurim in the velus or treifus. One's not allowed to feed the cotton, nothing to do with chinuch. Chinuch is only on the father. That's a chir when he's about chinuch, that a person, the father, is mechur to mechanuch his child. But even a younger child, who's not about chinuch, there's an issa to give him nevelus or treifus to it. Ein machilis nevelus niktanim. And the mechav pasen shumem gimel at the Rambam, that not only is suri de reiser, it's also to give a cotton, but even is suri de rabbonon, it's also to give a cotton. However, in fact, the Mechaba, the Rishonim of the Asa Kasha, in Hilchos Shabbos, Friday night, the minhag was, Bisman HaGemara, they used to make Kiddush and Beis HaKnesses. Nowadays, there's nobody who eats in the shul, so it's the takonas remained. But the question is, who can drink the wine? Because since we're not Yetzer with Kiddush and Shul, because it's Kiddush Shalom B'mokim Siddur, who's going to drink the wine? Is the Mogen Avraham Mishuro Paskin Yekish to give the wine to a kotten? A cotton is a bar chinuch who's mechuy bebrocha, otherwise it's a brocha levatole, he's not mechuy bebrocha. So one feeds the wine to a cotton who's a bar chinuch, and with that we can feed him with the wine. The Rav gives the wine to the cotton. Fed the Mogen Avraham, it's all very well, he's a bar chinuch, he's mechuy bebrocha. But how can we be machin levelis lektanim? There's an issa to drink wine before Kiddush. For this cotton, he hasn't been yet to Kiddush, it's Shalom B'mokim Suda, and just as the gadol's not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to feed Nevela, something which is also to do, you're not allowed to feed to Ketanim. How can you feed a cotton with this wine before Kiddush, when even the cotton's not been yet to Kiddush, it's Kiddush Shalom B'mokim Suda? How can you feed this cotton, although it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, we pass them, you're not allowed to give even Issur D'Rabbanan to Ketanim. How on earth can you give this wine to a cotton as if the Mogen Avraham? What? The minute state, or at the end of the day,
they never
Nowadays we don't have it. It's kiddush leib b'mokum tzuz. The minig is stayed, but the problem is how you're going to do the line. So you give it to a cotton. It's still a
tzach.
No, you shouldn't talk about it. It's machlech shushen. Some say it's a borel latol. Others say the takon has remained. Minig stayed for today. Some have the minig, some don't have the minig. But the problem is how do you feed the wine? It's isav machin in a velus tektanim, even in isav jabonim. Says a mogen avrom, and he builds himself on this tesis in Gittin, that this whole issa to give nevelus lektanim, to give isuei achilah to ktanim, is only dumi deshrotzim nevelus of traitors, what we call an issa chomro, where the actual chayfet is otter, the gemorians are from psukim, that you cannot give nevelus lektanim, only dumi to nevelus of traitors, which is an issa in the chetah, which is dobo magun in the chayfet. However, something which is dobo chetah, but the zmanases, says the Mogen Avraham, there's no issa to feed ketanim. Very interesting chiddush of the Mogen Avraham, that whenever it's what we call an issa kal, what Tosfos in Gittin calls an issa kal, where the chayfet